I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
A casual gamer, a constant complainer, welcome to Filthy Stinks. He's calling to moan, he's leaving notes on your phone, welcome to Filthy Stinks. You're listening to Filthy Stinks.
Hello, weary traveller, and welcome to the very first episode of Filthy's Baldurian Ring Stings. I am one of your hosts, Deadbeat Punk, or Christopher Love, and the man the podcast is named after. Structured around, built for. It's only Phil.
Hello, ho, ho there. Thanks for the intro.
Oh, so I'm going to have to get this edited before Christmas.
Yeah, if you would, please. It is December. I thought I'm going to get
it
the
It is the 20th, and I am recording all week.
I just thought, you know, you got to give you a structure, give you something that's got to make it relevant. Otherwise, what will people think, unless you could hold off until the end of 2024, I suppose.
You prick, you'd have all year to record.
I know. What am I like? Folded it in at the end. Well, like the Tories.
Prick's not really a swear, is it? Because we didn't warn people, there will be swearing in this episode.
Ugh, no. Again?
It's a joke I've run very thin over the few years I've been doing this, and I will continue to run it.
That we pretend to care about the language? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the adverts. We have to let people... Oh, Filthy's Ring Stings, I bet this is wholesome. No, no, it fucking is not.
I bet a podcast called Ring Stings is wholesome. That's exactly what our listeners probably think.
So it has been a little while since we were last ring stinging.
Indeed it has. Indeed.
Are you still alive?
Just about, hanging in there, you know, keeping it real, keeping it moved out to the burbs, as you know. I think I'd moved when we were wrapping up Like a Dragon.
Oh, yeah, you were moving.
Moving. So, yep.
Living you had that lovely echo in the empty room.
Yes.
That was much appreciated during the editing process.
I just thought it's every little helps for you, really, you know. I've gone a bit like at the end of Goodfellas, which I rewatched for the 40th time the other night, you know, just whenever he's moved out to the burbs and he's... you know, collecting the paper at the front door. That's sort of where I've got to.
Oh, I thought you were at the shouting at helicopter stage.
No, been through that, like the different stages of grief. And yeah, I've done enough shouting at the sky for 1 year. And yep, just living my best life. What
about
you?
I'm glad. You look well.
I feel it. Thank you. You look well.
Well, it's possibly the low resolution of the webcam, but thank you.
Your hair, did you wash it?
I did. I tried it.
Thought, yeah, I'm telling you, that's the way forward.
Rinse and repeat.
It's all in the repeat, and a good lather. You need a good lather, or else why bother at all?
Skilled at a lather.
All right, that's what they say.
You can tell by the fingers on me.
What have you been up to? Anything earth-shattering?
I record too much. That is about the height of it. I was telling you, I went to the Telegraph in Belfast for a gig.
Yeah, that's a shit
That's hole. A fucking shithole.
It is. It's a big drafty... just warehouse with...
Never went to a gig and looking around you and everybody's... It's an indoor venue, kind of. But everybody's in like jackets and hats.
Yeah, it's just a bit unreasonable. You know, it's the sort of the least you expect. You think back to those famous punk gigs. Oh, there was sweat on the walls, man. And in here, it's frost.
We had heat packs and thermal underwear.
Who needs a fog machine when you can just have some actual fog in the building? Like, why not?
They had those horrible urinals that you get in festivals too, you know, the four-parters, and you get to make eye contact with strangers with your cock in your hand.
Yeah, those are darn right unpleasant.
Somebody tried giving me crazy eyes, filthy.
Did you act crazy though?
Possibly.
My favourite part of those is where you have to play that sort of roulette of is it going to overflow? You've just realised the person before you has thrown a fag butt in there or a pint glass, and is it going to overflow before you finish? That's always fun.
I would accuse you of being a pint glasser.
I don't litter. I'm not a litter bug. Not since P3, whenever a man came in to tell us not to be litter bugs. Really, really stayed with me, that guy. Call him the caterpillar.
Oh, wait, don't litter, you little prick. I'll bother you. That could work. Well, this is a bit of aimless bollocks. Anything you want to state before we get to the point of the show?
That I regret nothing and have nothing to declare. That's about it, really.
Well, a bit of preamble for this one, because, Filthy, you've been playing a game.
I've been playing a game. If you hark back to our little debut many, many moons ago now, where I had just decided out of the blue to play Elden Ring for no more reason than the fact that I'm a terrible victim of advertising and targeted ads on Twitter, and everybody I knew apparently was playing Elden Ring, and even though I didn't know anybody that was playing it. And so I went, here, I'm going to play that, even though I know nothing about it.
Is it because it won the Video Game Award of the Year, the Jeff Keighley's? Did that sway you?
I think that was it at the time, wasn't it? And I thought, that's way out of my depth. And hilarity ensued, as I think we can all agree.
It sickens me that Keighley has this power over people.
Is that I don't even know who he is, but he ruined 18 months of my life. That's all I know about him. But in a similar vein, Baldur's Gate 3, I can only assume there's two previous ones, because fucked if I know, to be honest. Didn't bother looking it up. I'll assume.
This is a strange one, because I called it Baldur's Gate until I listen to Game of the Year shows, and I think I've adopted Baldur's Gate.
Load of Baldur's, mate. That's what it is.
So I may hop between the two, as I am wont to do.
Yeah.
But Baldur's Gate 3 is a 2023 role-playing video game developed and published by Belgian game developer Larian Studios. Are you familiar with this team?
I'm not. I know that RPG is sometimes abbreviated for role-playing game, and that would be...
correct.
That'll be my main experience in this area. Yeah. No, not familiar with Larian. Top bloke.
So you have neither played Baldur's Gate 1 and 2, nor Divinity Original Sin 1 or 2.
Nor do I intend to, unless this gets and real, you know.
Tabletop fantasy role-playing games, Dungeons & Dragons. Are you a fan of that?
My main experience of Dungeons & Dragons comes from the much beloved Series 3 of Stranger Things, where Eddie, who's a fun outcaster who loves Iron Maiden, becomes a hero to the main cast of Stranger Things and runs their local D&D group that they're all involved in. And that is the...
So, zero experience with D&D.
I'm aware that they use some of the terms in Stranger Things directly from D&D. Some of the they call some of their villains after the D&D villains, things like Mind Flayer, and that's about it. Yeah, I can only assume that in real D&D there's a teenage girl that shows up with superpowers. But other than that,
we can live in hope.
We can. That's all I ever do.
Well, with all that background knowledge, all of that background knowledge out of the way. Shall we get to the point of the show?
Yeah, why not? Let's see what happens.
We'll play the very first sting of our brand new hit podcast series, Filthy's Baldurian Ring Stings.
So I've decided to try Baldur's Gate 3 next. I've spent the first 25 minutes, maybe, working on my character. I've decided to go with a fighter class because I... read online that it's the easiest for beginners. It's all feeling very Elden Ring again in my prep for all of this nonsense. But I've went with a fighter class, and I've given myself some brown dreadlocks. I appear to be mainly elf, half-elf, which gives me an extra catnip. Don't know what the fuck that means. So let's see what happens.
So, Filthy, we have started the greatest adventure you were... ever likely to go on. What did you name your character?
I named them Philly. I thought that's just what you're supposed to do, these things, name them after yourself. Why?
Philly the half elf fighter.
With dreadlocks?
With brown dreadlocks. I did hear your message.
And a bit of blonde in there. I don't know if,
Did you put in some highlights?
I did. Ooh, didn't go for any scoring. But yeah, a few
highlights. So, Philly, did you decide what kind of person they are? Did you give them any traits of personality or what you thought they were up to?
Well, he's about medium height for an elf, I suppose.
Well, that's good backstory and lore.
Yeah, and I think he has a sword. I can't be sure. Oh, and the ranged attack. That was one of the good things about being an elf. You've got swords and ranged attacks.
Oh, that so would be... you read up on your proficiencies, Filthy.
I did. That's the words that were on the screen at the time. I was being proficient. So, indeed, that's what happened.
Yes, with these games, I'm quite sad. The Divinity games allowed you to be quite a powerful archer, and they kind of took that away from me in this game. Because I like being a little glass cannon.
Yeah, you're standing at the back, shouting orders.
Yeah, it's what I was born to do.
Yeah, I mean, I've created the character. I'll be honest, I was a little surprised at the options about what you can and can't control about them. Oh. I wasn't expecting to be able to choose from a variety of peni. That was an unusual option.
And
wasn't expecting that.
Which of the willies, if you'll forgive the term, did you go for?
I think I went for default number one.
Oh, just went with your bog standard willy.
Yes.
Nothing special.
Nothing to write home about, no.
Oh dear. You know, this is a fantasy land. You could do whatever you want.
Well, that's I thought it had to be true to form, so that's disappointing.
Well, this is our first mistake.
Yeah.
Cantrip.
Catnip, yes. What is a catnip?
Well, the definition is a mischievous or playful act. A trick. And basically what it means in the games is it's a spell that doesn't require a spell slot, so you can keep using it. Not powerful, but repetitive. Can be incredibly handy, if used right.
Okay, so you wouldn't run out of it in a fight kind of thing.
Yeah.
That might help matters. Cool. That'll be good to know.
But who am I to advise you? I'm just a prick from Ireland.
The best kind.
We have some advice from the one and only gadget from Modern Escapism, or Do Dragons Dream of Scorched Sheep? His Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Oh, now that's relevant. Now hold on.
You see how it all knits together?
He's going to know things about this kind of thing. Indeed. That's helpful.
He is the master of games. Pen and paper ones, anyway. He's a bit shite with the digital ones.
Any good at tennis? We could all go for a wee game of tennis sometime. Or golf.
Are you trying to say Gadget's Cliff Richard?
I haven't raided his house recently, but, you know, neither have the police. No, this is wonderful news.
For 2024.
This is wonderful news. What does Gadget have to say for me?
Well, if you'd fuck up, I'll get to it. As Gadget writes, if you don't... you drink. Stay quiet. Fuck you. Well met, weary travellers. You've entered my world now. As a D&D dungeon master and a veteran of the previous Baldur's Gates games, I'm primed to be in a position to help, hinder, and jiggle the Google Doc about. Wank. As he was saying before I interrupted myself, to help, hinder, and muck as you go on with this series. Now, as you're getting started, I have some helpful hints for you to get going. Respect the dice. They hate you. They want you to fail, but you must respect them regardless. A natural one is RNGesus. Way of telling you to sort your shit out.
Okay.
That's taken that on board.
Natural one as opposed to unnatural one. Okay. Go.
Yeah. Number two. Your party composition is more important to your success than in Like a Dragon. For a first playthrough, I'd recommend keeping Shadowheart and either Karlach or Lysel with you, then float the fourth member depending on the situation you find yourself in.
I think the bit that jumps out most about me, or most to me, about that particular piece of advice was the phrase on your first playthrough.
You might want to do this and play a different character, give them different decisions, different makeup.
This is an interesting prospect. Okay, okay. This is helpful.
I'm glad. Number 3. Be careful about burning through all your spell slots in every fight. You generally need to long rest to get them back. But the more you long rest, the more events in the world can move on without you.
Well, I don't want to get left behind.
Possible. If you sleep all day, it will happen.
Okay, okay, that's good to know.
Number 4. Situation. Listen to your party members. They'll frequently chip in with opinions on your actions. If you piss them off enough, they can leave the party permanently, which can fuck you for the late game.
Well, I wouldn't be wanting that. But I'm usually quite biddable.
You say that. How many friends have you got?
Well, if there's...
And I'm a c***.
Are there any other points?
Number 5. Save often. Death is frequently around the corner.
That just feels like a
that just
for life,
rolled right? over you. It doesn't feel like that one side. Fucking save your game.
Yeah.
If you press start on your little controller and the Y button, it'll quick save.
I think, yeah, I do see autosave come up in the corner sometimes. So
don't rely on autosave. Do it yourself.
Yeah, I think that's fair advice, especially
because
I can
predict a future sting from that.
Yeah, there is a couple of known Xbox issues just around that matter. So fair enough. Okay.
Make sure someone in the party has the spell Speak with Animals. The animals are frequently the most insightful and funniest people to talk to in the world.
True to life, eh? Aw, that's nice.
Number 7. Do you actually have Speak to Animals equipped? Or?
Not yet. I'm only early days. I'll explain that. Maybe see how many stings I ended up leaving you. But I think it's something that might be on the cards.
Number 7. Pay attention. This game throws a lot of information at you, filthy. Conversations can frequently hint you towards side quests or treasures.
The way Elden Ring didn't. Brilliant. I can look forward to that.
Yes, thank you, Gadget. That should be enough to keep you going for a bit. Good luck. You're going to need it. Now roll for initiative. Gadget. He put kisses in there. I don't know if they're for you or me or both.
Let's split them. What a sweetheart. That's lovely.
Do you want to split
lovely
Gadget?
Stuff. We could take shared custody. Might like Belfast. Mind you, you know, Enniskillen has Charlie's now, the most popular pub in the planet. So
we're the feel-good part of the nation. Happiest place in the UK, especially after all those suicides.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they've weaned them out, the misery guts. So I think we better move on before I get cancelled, before we even start this series.
Beep.
Okay, first impressions of Baldur's Gate. I'm on a spaceship that, instead of having doors, has sphincters. That's deeply unpleasant. And this is, for somebody who struggled with Like a Dragon's turn-based combat, a nonsense is the word I'm going to use. This is a nonsense. Dice appear on the screen. That seems a perfectly normal thing to do. Roll a digital dice to decide if you're going to win a fight. I'm coughing with rage, honestly. It looks interesting. I want to be into this. I want to be that guy, but this could be the either be the making of me or the death of me. I might just go back to Diablo. It was basically this, but I got to hammer buttons rather than roll dice. It's all a bit
Well, I hate to break this to you, Sunshine, but this is literally Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, I was really, I think I've said it already there, but I was really shocked when a fucking genuine dice appeared on my screen, a 12-sided dice. Oh, that was the only other reference. That was the only other reference I have, is In the Garage by Weezer, the song. I've got the Dungeon Master's Guide. That's the only other thing I knew, is that there would be a 20-sided dice. Yeah.
Yes, 20, so, because it goes up to 20.
It goes up to 20. So it's natural one that we were talking
the lowest
about whenever you just roll
a critical 20.
When you roll a 20.
Oh, you dick. Yeah,
that seems on. I get it now, you know? I get it. That's
you've completely understood what's happening here.
Yeah.
You seem quite confused by the dice.
I just wasn't expecting a dice to pop up on my screen. It's not the sort of thing you expect first thing in the morning.
Well, you better get fucking used to it. I mean, dialogue, skills, you do passive checks where you don't press the button to roll it yourself. Sometimes you'll see survival or perception come up.
Right.
And that's that little background checks that your teammates might get and you might miss, or vice versa.
Okay. Okay.
I can see the blank look on your fucking face here, Phil. It's destroying me.
So as I progress, those people on my team, Voldemort? No, what was he called? Cavalier? Did you say? No. What did you say he was called? Oh, Gadget recommended I keep somebody on my team. Carlos, that was him. So, sorry, what was my question? Carlos, he will presumably... So he might roll the dice for me sometimes.
Carlos might possibly roll the dice for you if you miss, or they might miss and you might get it. But that's background checks.
But, so, like, if it rolls...
Roll your own dice for your own decisions.
What if it rolls under the sofa? Can that happen?
Yes, your Xbox will crash.
Oh, shit. Okay, because I'm feeling that might happen eventually. Yeah, so it's going to happen to anybody. Yeah, it's going to happen to me.
The combat was throwing you a little bit too, by the sounds of it.
It's turn-based, and I mean, I had a fair whack of turn-based combat in Like a Dragon, Like a Dragon. So the notion didn't throw me as much to come up in such a form.
Yeah.
However, I had an awful lot of options, and I just went with attack so far, you know, at this point anyway.
Attacking your enemies, it's a fail-safe technique.
Yeah. Yeah. Just use the sword and use the ranged attack. And I've got three people, I think, at this point, and we're all just running around this sphincter ship.
Okay. Well, I must ask, who are your friends?
Right. Well, there's me, Philly, obviously. Mm-hmm. There's a woman who looks a bit like a cat. She's there. Can't remember where. I think I ran into her in the corridor or something. And she was like, oh, hey, bro. I was like, yo, let's get out of here. And then there's a woman that was stuck inside a big pod.
Okay.
And I was quite proud of being able to get her out of the pod. That involved a bit of turn-based combat to win a key.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah. Off somebody. Off a bug, I think. And I went and I opened a pod and another person sprang out as well. They're called Florence, I think.
Okay. And your two friends that fight with you, do they have names yet?
Yeah, Florence and...
Oh, Florence is the one that came out of the pod. This wasn't somebody else.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And what does Florence do?
I think she said she works in advertising, but I can't be sure. She's stuck in the pod anyway. She wasn't thrilled about that.
Florence, any peculiar spells or things that they do differently from other characters?
I'll be honest, not that I noticed, and that's what kind of threw me. I was getting from the bit of Like a Dragon this notion that
that this
party
character
members,
might be a different class with a different set of skills.
Yeah, maybe she throws darts in the air and they land on everybody, like the wee girl in Like a Dragon. Yeah,
business.
But that
Bob.
Doesn't seem exactly nice callback.
Well, thank you,
but that doesn't seem to have happened as of yet. Yeah, that hasn't happened.
Yeah, that's a shocker, and. The cat?
That's the other one. A bit cocky. A bit more powerful than me, I'll say that much, but I'm pleased about that. Could take more of a beating than I can, and seems to have a sword.
Okay. Well, does the cat have a name?
Not yet.
So they are currently the cat?
The cat and Florence.
Cat and Florence. Okay.
We're a ragtag trio.
You've just niggled something in the back of my head here.
Mm-hmm.
Your character stats... You wouldn't know them offhand.
No, not especially.
So, a fighter you are.
Yes, fighter.
Did you give yourself much charisma?
I don't believe I got the chance.
It would have been part of making your character. Strength, charisma, perception, intelligence.
I'm going to be honest. I don't believe I really paid much attention to that screen.
Well, I think I may hazard a guess as to why the cat is doing more damage than... Your character.
Why is that?
Because you didn't put enough fucking points in strength, you bollocks.
So I'm not a very good fighter then.
No, you need a bit of strength, dexterity. I mean, you played Elden Ring.
I did. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And you have bills. To have the right... Remember those?
Bills. So you need to have... Okay, I'm seeing where... I think I see an initial error in my ways.
This is off to a flying start. And speaking of flying starts, what did you think of the Mind Flayers and their ship?
Yeah, I didn't like that I had sphincters. That upset me. And
I thought it added charm. Tickle a sphincter, get it open. That's how it's done. No ring stings required.
Yeah. And they're a bit sassy, really. A bit weak. There's one big lad.
Well,
but I knew them from, as I say, I knew them from Stranger Things.
Really. Explain this to me, Filthy, because, you know, maybe people haven't played this. Maybe they've tuned in just for you and they don't care about the game. Why are you on this ship? What is this ship? Who are these people? Explain that to me, please.
We're somewhere in hell, or they've invaded. They're not Silurians. They're from Doctor Who.
Don't play with bottle caps when you're speaking, please.
They're Silurians. No. Yeah, that's from Doctor Who for definite. Now, I did know this before we started, and now I've forgotten. But they seemed to be taking over the various realms.
Oh, very good.
So they abducted me. For some reason, don't know how important I am, but they did.
They abducted you, and that's it.
Put me inside one of their weird. They put a bug in my eye. They put a bug in your eye.
That's
what they did.
Yes,
and
yes.
I have to get the bug out before time runs out, or else it'll not go well for me. So
you might actually turn into a mind flayer yourself.
That's right. That is correct. So that's where I'm at. Me and Catwoman, she's in the same boat. And by boat, I mean big spaceship that looks like an octopus. And yeah, we need to get out of this. We need to get out of this now.
Will we go on to the next ring sting and see how you got on?
I think we should have flagged there. Yeah, let's see.
First impressions of Diablo. This bitch is evil. I like it. It's suitably gothic for the time of year I'm playing it, dark evenings and all of that, and I've picked a necromancer again, doing my old favourite of just reading up what's the best way of doing these things, and I have a Book of the Dead, which I quite like, and I don't seem to have to do any work myself. I get minions from the dead to do them for me. I just stand about and they kill all the bodies. So far, I'm quite enjoying that. I'll probably soon not be, but for now.
Filthy.
Hi there.
You know what's coming.
I may have a clue.
You jumped off Baldur's Gate 3.
I did. Do you know what, Chris? I did.
Christopher,
it's not good news.
Was this temporary, this diversion?
I'm going to be honest with you up front right now. No, it was not temporary at all. I have uninstalled Baldur's Gate 3 from my Xbox, and Diablo is now in its place. Diablo 4, Return of the Diablo.
Aha.
Yes.
You didn't really give that much of a shot, did you?
I got to the turn-based combat, and my soul died a little inside. And I thought, oh, now, lads, come on. And I mean, I've mentioned it already, but a big dice on a screen just wasn't really what I was looking for when I was looking for my next true love.
I've talked to a few people, Game of the Year season. I've been talking a lot about games, sadly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People seem to love it, mate. I don't understand it.
It's the highest rated fucking game of the year. It's a passion project. It's well regarded. The people love that game.
Shit down my local, mate. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. It feels like a little bit of a anticlimax there, but couldn't take
so it. How long did it take you before you decided, oh, this isn't for me? I'm sure you give it a fair effort.
I fought what could be described as
you know exactly what I'm doing. I have the fucking stats in front of me. How long did this take you to make up your fucking mind on the greatest release of the year?
It was less than 2 hours.
It was less than 2 hours. It was 1 hour and 56 minutes and you decided, nah, this isn't for me. It took you longer to download and install the game than you played it.
25 minutes of that was designing my character because I kept accidentally resetting him. I'm not a proud man.
This is disgusting. I've told everybody the new series is starting. People were excited.
I may have been yanking you on that one, mate. It was we joke. We seasonal prank.
Oh, a Christmas joke.
We Christmas joke for you there. It was
a jovial jab.
Yeah, I just couldn't do it. I tried, and then I stopped trying. I went and played Diablo instead. It's quite good.
You say play Diablo. You're a necromancer. It plays itself.
It does. That's partly what I like about it. You just sort of stand at the back and everybody does the killing. It's a bit good, isn't it? I mean, what's not to like about that?
That I'm raging.
I liked it. That's, and I went for it. It's, as I said in my sting, suitably gothic, you know? It's
suitably more... gothic. I also want to bring up that I have Diablo 4 installed on my Xbox as well, Filthy, because
it's...
we were going to co-op it.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, we did talk about that. I was just waiting for the fucking invite.
Kind of got sidetracked by not enjoying the game. I'm going to say this. I've written down notes. I knew that I needed to defend myself. This is my only defense, and it's my only criticism, because I think I'm entitled to one, of Baldur's Gate. And I've written the following words.
One other than the dice?
Yeah, other than the dice. I've written this down, never seen a game that is so aggressively not for newbies. You know, if you walked in, if say you were a father to somebody who loves gaming, and you think, oh, well, I want to buy them a good present, and I'm going to ask the man in the shop, what's a good game? And he goes, oh, well, this is the big one at the minute. You'll want to play that. And you bring it to, you shell out 60 snoops for that and give it to somebody because you want to be cool. And they put that in.
How much did you pay for it?
I've got your free copy. That's neither here nor there. Mm. But, you know, they look at it and go, well, what the fuck do I do now? I don't have enough charisma or dice to play this game. I don't know.
Is this some kind of idiot child that nearly drowned in the bath?
Well, it's me, so...
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. But that's where I got off the roundabout of Baldur's Gate, I'm afraid to say.
But, I mean, you've played games. You've done Elden Ring now. You broke through
it was a promise
that fucking
stars.
Filthy casual stage.
I know. It was a promise and start. I don't deny it.
Filthy intermediate.
Filthy intermediate, and it just seemed like it was going to be an awful lot. But I could see it getting bigger in front of me, and I thought...
love fantasy. You can do turn-based combat. You finished Yakuza Like a Dragon.
I think that was... it took a village to finish that game, really, didn't it? I was lying to myself and to the listeners about the likelihood of me playing another turn-based game, I'm afraid. I'm a simple man. I just want to watch.
Fucking want to call it quits now, but you've sent a pile of stings. I thought you were really involved in this game.
I've sent you stings. That much is true. They're not about Baldur's Gate, though. That's a fib. That's a naughty fib.
I think you've ruined Christmas.
Ugh, I might pull it back yet. Who knows?
I know. You fucking won't. Next ring sting.
Okay, yeah, I proper like Diablo, just an update, because I've actually been playing it for quite a while at this stage. I think I'm about level 40. First, like a lot of these games, first few level ups were coming in thick and fast, and they're a lot slower now. Can't lie, I did what I didn't do during Elden Ring that people would know about, which is I actually looked at how to build my skill tree rather than just willfully going along and picking random things because they sound cool. So I have been creating a character that's actually quite powerful. I don't know if it's me doing it right or even doing it wrong for that matter, because I'll be honest, I'm finding it really easy. At this stage I've got about 9 minions of different levels. I've got blokes with swords, I've got blokes casting spells, and I've got a golem. And, they're just killing all around them for me. If anything, it's a little tedious, but I'm enjoying it. And it's a bit like watching the darts. You just sort of lose 20 minutes, but, you know, at a time. And then you look at your watch and it's actually been an hour, that sort of thing. So I like this game, I think. I just don't know if I see the point at the same time, but I'm going to go back to it here.
Right, I am still annoyed with you, but the tedious comparison between darts and Diablo tickled me a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know when, like, if I'm flicking the TV and the darts is on, I accidentally watch 30 seconds of it, and because it takes those, you know, professionals, like, 3 minutes to play a game of 501. So you go, oh, well, I'll see who wins the next one.
It takes them a minute to walk up to the board and back.
I'll see who wins the set now. And before you know it, you've watched 3 hours of darts. Diablo is a bit like that, in that you'll go, oh, well, I'll clear this wee dungeon, sure. And then, oh, well, look, there's a wee X on the map for my next one. I'll just go there. And so I go to the next wee dungeon and do a bit more fighting. And before you know it, you've lost 20 minutes, you know, half an hour. So I've been enjoying it. And I like the gothiness. I've got a big badass tattoo and long hair. And my armor's a big skeleton head that I keep changing.
Things you could have done in Baldur's Gate.
But I needed permission from the cat to do them. And turns, you know, with this one, I get to just fucking hammer the buttons. Was what I really like.
Fucking nothing.
The more I press L1, the more my ghost men kill people. And,
it's LB
and square
on the
triangle.
Xbox, you clown.
Oh, yeah. So, okay, that was ignorant on my behalf. Sorry,
oh, was it?
It was.
Humility, thy name is filthy. So you've poured a little bit more time into this one than you did Baldur's Gate.
Like I say, it's addictive. Very good. You level up fast. Just literally pulled up a list of what upgrades to get or on my skill tree, whatever you want to call it, across any game. And so I've been doing them in order. So I'm quite good, as it turns out.
So 22 hours and 9 minutes. Time well spent.
Is that the time?
That is the time, filthy.
That's the spy, yeah. That sounds quite good, I think.
Oh, does it? Send you the link to get your Xbox year wrapped up. They do like a Spotify thing for your stats.
Oh, that's going to be humiliating. Yes, let's do that. We'll put it, if any way of making it public, we can put it on the Twitter or something.
Because
people know I've wasted your time.
You may notice I have somewhat hesitation going towards the next thing because I can see its name.
Yep. Is it? I'm squinting here. Is it about Diablo 4? I can't really remember.
The next one? No, it's not. You seem to have fallen off that one as well.
Did I? Right. Well, let me tell you what happened before I move on. Then.
Oh.
I've only written one comment about Diablo as well, and I haven't written down any other comments. So we'll see what happens. But I wrote down 5 words: rinse and repeat ad nauseum, because that bit there a minute ago where I was saying how fun it was to just do a dungeon and then move on to the next dungeon, that is true. But also, the game offers literally nothing else that I can see. It's let's just keep doing that and doing that and doing that. So I stopped playing.
You stopped playing. Later. And you picked up another title.
Yes, I did. I thought I better, you know, see what this year was all about while I was busy like a dragon. Yes. So I tried.
Finger on the pulse, filthy.
That's me.
Shall we?
Yes.
Okay, this is the biggie of the year for you. I know that much. Starfield, you Fallout fanboy. It's Fallout in space, I think it's been described as, isn't it? So I'm going to give it a go. It's a massive fucking game. I've read all the reviews and everything. There's over 1,000 planets to visit. So to infinity and beyond, I'm going to see what I make of it.
I went Starfield, Christopher. I went Starfield.
Oh, I know you did. And I already know that you fell off this game hard. I don't appreciate having to sit through this for a second time due to your failure to comprehend brilliance.
Yeah, I know. This was a personal one for you, so I may have told you about this in real time while I played it earlier this year.
You did. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
And I have tried to get you into all the modern Fallout games throughout the years, and not one of them have clicked, so I didn't see this going any differently.
Yeah, that Fallout, the really good one that you made me play, I didn't.
They're all
outside.
Very good ones, and I made you play them all.
Well, I've never got past my own initial town when I've come out of a bunker.
Yeah, I'm guessing the lockpicking probably causes you problems.
Yes, not really sure what actually went on there. Can't comment.
What was your space adventurer called? What was their build? Why am I fucking asking you these questions?
Hold on, that's not fair.
Oh, is that not fair, filthy?
No, you didn't get those options in Starfield.
Yes, you fucking did.
I think it was just Phil again. I think I just called him Philly the Spaceman. And
oh, there was no character to build in Starfield. Was there not?
Was that the one where did I make him? Did I look in the mirror or something and design his face? You start off
mining.
Yes! That was on it. Yeah, and then you decide, orange jumpsuit. My big orange jumpsuit.
Oh, that would be the fucking one.
Another Doctor Who throwback, the David Tennant episode. He's in a big orange jumpsuit. That's a bit of a weird episode. I don't really recall, to be honest.
Yeah, I thought that. So why did you get so fucking upset?
I just didn't really, I don't know. I thought, let's see what it's all about, eh? As you said, massive game. The vastness of it wasn't lost on me. 1,000
fucking planets.
1,000 planets, they were quite proud of that. So I thought, hey, it's what he'd want.
Yes, it was. And what I want is more ring stings, because there are more. You twist the fucking knife. You don't make this quick or easy.
I'd prefer to say I gave it a college try in your honour, really.
Oh, shall we see how that went?
Okay, beep.
So one of my first missions has been to wander around a space cantina flipping light switches. I'll be honest, it's not the sort of work I was expecting when I signed up to be in the Galactic Empire. I was expecting a little less civil servicey and a little more shooty spaceman. So I feel a wee bit like I've been sold a lemon so far, but I seem to be joining an exploration academy. So I'll see. You know, I'm prepared to be proved wrong here.
So this quest, Tapping the Grid, it was called.
Yes, all the quests had names.
It's a well-structured game. This was a great quest because it introduced you to an area called The Well, which was a society underground.
The Well of Misery, maybe. Everybody
yes, it is the Well of Misery. This is where they stick all the poor people. Filthy.
Do you know, it reminded me of something I've been meaning to bring up before, sometime, maybe even just in the pub. It's a common thing on space things.
Sci-fi.
Same as that's the one. Same as on Star Wars. Why is it that every setting you go on, it's always old. It's like all the bits are rusty. You know, you go to these planets and
talking about New Atlantis is brand fucking new. It's like Dubai on steroids.
Yeah, but this bit wasn't. The Well wasn't. Yeah, up above.
The Well wasn't, because that's where they stick all the fucking lower class. They were trying to say something. The contrast between the two, you bollocks.
That might be where I've went wrong in my understanding. Yeah. But, yeah. Just a bit weird looking for light bulbs or power switches, whatever it was.
Yeah, trying to restore power to people that need it desperately.
That's an introduction to a game, though. And I mean, there was like 12 switches and no real map to speak of.
You do not have to do this fucking quest. It is open. You chose to do this. You chose to follow this path.
Would have been rude.
This is one of many threads you could have pulled on.
And what was the better one to shoot womp rats or go 11 parsecs?
Become a space ranger. Become a space cowboy.
That would have been nice, actually.
That would have been class. And then give you guns, weapons, a duster, your own ship.
That would be nice, actually.
Yeehaw.
You're kind of selling that to me now.
Yeah, but fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
So that's Baldur's Gate 3 and Starfield you flushed.
Diablo's still in the background. It's still installed. Get fucked. Say that much. Well, I mean, I did my best. As is evidenced, I think I might have sent you one more sting about Starfield because
you did, but I might just fucking skip it out of frustration. I mean,
no one would blame you.
These people left Earth, colonized other planets, quite a few of them, and the only thing they decided to bring with them was the class system. And you had no opinion on that. I mean, are you still a punk?
Ach, I'm more a champagne socialist these days.
Yeah, I noticed.
I drink name brand beer now. I'm currently on a San Miguel. That's European. There you go. See, I'm cultured.
Take that, Brexit.
Go on. See how
strike a chord with you at all these settings. You were just flipping switches.
That was all I could fathom. No, there was a lot of wandering around. And then that was the first mission I could really find.
Okay.
So it had a lasting impression.
Well, I ripped the duct tape plaster off the last one.
To see what happened. I can't remember.
Nah, I'm tapping out. Sorry, mate. I know you'll be heartbroken. And by heartbroken, I mean furious with anger. But, I've been doing... I've, There's an awful lot of admin. I've travelled to several planets now where I'm overpowered immediately by whoever happens to be living there in a bit of a shootout. At least I got my shootout that I was looking for. But there are an awful lot of planets. Also a very weird system. You can't just go to any planet. You have to like hopscotch along from this planet to this planet, and it's quite a bit of loading time for me. And then there's the whole maintaining your ship stuff that I just don't really enjoy. Sals babes. I think I'm done here.
You broke my heart, Filthy. You broke my heart.
I almost feel guilty now, but life's too short, man.
I knew it was coming. I mean, you fell off Fallout 4 and that was the edible paste of Bethesda RPGs. If you couldn't get on with that one, I don't think any of these games are for you.
There was a lot of technical stuff on there. A lot of admin. Ship maintenance. Oh, I've just remembered something else that didn't float my boat. The ship combat. I couldn't find the other ships to shoot them. That was odd. I mean, for a space game, should be.
You know, you can change the view when you're in the ship.
I still found it a little awkward.
So you can zoom out, get a look around you. When it goes to shooting, go back to first person, do more damage. You can play the game. You actually get skills to lock on. You get tracking weapons. You get better armor. You get shields. You get so much. You can move faster.
Yeah. You had to change, like, you had like 9 different ship resources and you have to change them in real time.
A face and talking about shipbuilding as if it's a bad thing, Filthy. Your own fucking spaceship is fantastic. Something I dreamed of since childhood.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
I kind of tapped out at Crash Team Racing, trying, you know, getting to customize your car with the different wheels and bodies.
We are 2 different people. I forget that sometimes. I mean, the sting. You complain about going to planets that have a power level, and if you're below that level, it tells you you're going to have a bad time on this planet. And you were having a bad time on these planets.
But you had to go there on missions, and they're all occupied by like 50 people, and they're all, you know, who want to shoot you on sight. And the air doesn't like you, you know. You've got to worry about what suit you're wearing. There's just far too many balls in the air for me. I'm a simple... Well, it's become more and more apparent as this has went on that I'm a simple, simple man. And
I mean,
just there was a lot
to consider.
Fucking
shite starter ship. That's not going to fucking travel the galaxy. You need to build it up. You fucking train, get better skills.
I mean, oh,
it's a just fucking a galaxy. How are you going to drive from point A to point Z?
It was a lot to take in, you know. And you had to cultivate things.
And, you did, yes.
Collect samples. Collecting samples from 1,000 planets. Like, Jesus Christ. Who has the time?
You're a pioneer. You are traveling land. Definitely not yet traveled.
I'm drinking right now. I'm definitely not a pioneer.
No, you're it's certainly a not joke. A pioneer.
It's a good Irish joke, that. Look, I tried, man. That's all I can tell you. In honor of you, I really genuinely wanted to like it. And, you know, I do like some space things. Star Wars, for example. But not this, you know. Not the full experience of having to actually maintain a ship and a life. That was a lot.
So if you were going to hazard a guess, Felty, because you should know what's coming by now. How long did you pour into it?
I mean, I felt like over a few days, surely, I must have given it a fairly good bash.
Go on. Ballpark figure. Hit me. What did it feel like?
It felt like a good 18, 20 hours, you know?
18 or 20 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
10 hours, 59.
that's what really? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I feel bad.
You should feel bad. It's a fantastic game, and you did hurt my feelings, well, and I hold fucking grudges.
At least we learned you have feelings. We didn't expect that, did we?
Oh, I used to. So, I used to have feelings. They're going back into the vault now.
The vault, like in Fallout? Ah, oh, it's come full circle.
Somebody was paying attention when he wasn't playing the games. At least it's got a TV show coming. You might
I'll
watch
enjoy
that.
I will, yeah.
Oh, this is great. I might play one of these games.
Yeah, who knows? I'll get into it now. Yep, as long as there's a dishy actor for me to, you know, focus all my attention on.
I'm sick of this. Next thing.
Okay, D.
Okay, I started a little game on Game Pass here that, I don't know, some handsome devil recommended to me. Can't remember who. Hi-Fi Rush. Hadn't heard of it at all. This is fun. This is really good so far. I'm a little bit in. I love the colours. It's really bright and entertaining. And there's a lot of rock music playing. I think we may be onto something here. This looks like it could be a goer.
Yes, this has appeased me slightly.
Thought it might. It was one that... I know there's a million games on Game Pass, and some of them are very odd, and some of them are very shit. And then you mentioned that this one's actually to be a free game from a... I don't know, you may tell me. Is the developer well known?
Or yes, they're Tango Gameworks. They made the Evil Within games, and they used to be spearheaded by one of the creative directors behind Resident Evil.
Wow, you would not get that at all from this game. It's very brightly coloured. It's lovely.
Their previous two games, nothing like this at all. Evil Within, yeah. I'm sure you've never played them.
No, that doesn't sound like me at all. No.
Yeah.
But...
likes Gothic, doesn't like Scary. There's Filthy.
Hi, I'm a basic bitch. I just thought it was quite good. Initial thoughts here were it's colourful. It looks fun. There's cute robots rather than really tedious, technically correct robots like in another game I won't mention. But I thought it looked like a romp. I'll use that word.
A romp.
Yes. Well, we see if I romped it or not.
So, yeah, a bit of backstory with this one. This was shadow dropped, if you know the term. I'm sure you can guess it from the word itself.
Like no publicity.
No publicity, nobody knew it was being made and came from a horror studio, which seemed odd. Xbox had a game show, as they had many throughout the year, in January, and they showed off the trailer of this. And I said, ooh, look at this. It looks like a cartoon, but you can play it. And ooh, rockin' soundtrack. I could be into this. Fuck.
Yeah.
I hope that comes out this year. It did, Filthy. In fact, it was available right now. Shadow dropped.
Ooh, that's a nice technique.
Yeah, I really like this. Yeah, I'd say I've become quite tired of the antiquated system of teasing, pre-ordering, hyping, reviewing, and failing.
Yeah,
and this did none of that.
I thought it was quite good. Good effort, lads. Well done. Have a biscuit.
Next thing.
Yeah, I'm about an hour in, and this game is definitely my speed. This is more what I'm talking about whenever I think about gaming compared to some of the other things I've tried that may or may not have been space-related. There's like just really fun is the word I'm going to use a lot here. It's really colourful. I think I probably already said that the last time. But yeah, it's manageable. I've got some cool fighting moves. I haven't quite got the whole playing in town thing, and I am a musician, so I'm a little bit annoyed at myself about that. I don't really get it, but I still seem to be able to kill people, big robot boys. So I'm really liking that. Yeah, this is why I bought an Xbox, to play big, bright, colourful bits like this. Yes, I'm probably not going to finish it. Let's face it, you've met me, but I'm liking this. Yep, liking this.
More of a game than Starfield. Fuck you.
I think, I very much seem to be entertained purely by a good colour palette.
Oh, just more bright lights, colours, bit of music. I might as well just rattle keys in your fucking face. Why did you buy a console?
I'm a simple, simple creature. Yeah, I thought it was quite good. I was enjoying just sort of rocking along, having fun, meeting people. There's two robots that bicker. Anytime you see them, that was really enjoyable. I like little jokes because I'm so, you know, so easily.
I do. Raised. It's a small thing that recurs throughout the whole show, but all the robot types, even though they can be destroyed, all share the same personality.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's even though you defeat them or destroy them, you still meet them later down the line. It's quite a nice touch.
Yeah. They're a bit neurotic and whatnot.
And I like the evil robots, and then you've got the nice robots that are kind of really badly designed but adorable.
Exactly. You know, that's what I'm talking about when I think about these games, you know? Bit of a lull, bit
how
of fun.
How far did you get in this game?
Oh, you're asking three questions there. I don't really know. I'm enjoying it, and I might go back to it, but I've had bigger fish to fry along the way, as you've clearly heard.
List the songs. They use copywritten material in this game.
I think they played Rock Me Like a Hurricane. Didn't do Freebird.
No, they saved that towards the end, would they not? That's a bit of an end of game song.
Lynyrd Skynyrd certainly do.
Oh no, it's just I didn't want to spoil the songs that are coming up in it if you decide to keep playing, but yeah, doesn't sound like you got very far.
I just liked it. I thought I would maybe, you know, whenever Baldur's Gate went out the window, I thought I'd maybe take a look at what was out there in case other people were interested in games in their local neighbourhood.
Yeah, so yeah.
I thought I'd dip my toe in the water of some and just completely
community
shit
service
on others. That's me. But yes, I like this one.
Yeah, and, this is another game of the year contender for me, but better move on to the next game. Before we do that, I just wanted to say this game was fucking perfect when it came out.
Mm.
How many games, you've played a few on day one, you know what shape they're in.
Yeah, actually, I totally know what you mean.
So it was nice to see this, even as a surprise release, actually come out so well developed.
Someone gave a shit. Yeah.
Well done, Tango.
Kudos.
Late addition to the year, this Alan Wake 2 that you recommended I play. Have to say I'm liking it. I'm liking the looks of this. I'm a detective in a small town in America. That's always good. I seem to have a mad owl past on me. That's always good. I've been playing at the time of recording for about an hour or so. And yep, I like it. Little bit slow, but it's got an atmosphere about it now. I like that. So yeah, let's see how this treats me.
So Filthy, the sequel to 2010's 360 classic Alan Wake by Remedy Entertainment.
Alan Wake's gone woke, lads, honestly. Female protagonist, what are you gonna do?
This is not why I play games. Stop real dane my fucking video games. Pronouns.
Yeah. I thought it was quite good.
Well, I have to ask, did you actually see that video or was that lost on you?
Sorry, what you just said, that was lost on me.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't ranting about pronouns. I was referencing something.
Oh, fair enough. I mean, you usually save your rants about pronouns for, yeah, off audio.
The in-between bits. Why does he keep cutting out his funniest jokes?
I know. It's bizarre.
This was coming up. I was aware of it, but I wasn't that excited about it. I had played the original, and it was much more arcadey. You kind of ran from light source to light source. And
yes, with you, yeah.
Yeah, hoped you had the batteries to protect yourself long enough to get to the next lit room.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm not the biggest Remedy fan. I wasn't then, I am now. I mean, I fucking adored this game.
Very good. Yeah.
Sadly, reports are it didn't sell that well, but it is digital only, and on PC you can only get it on the Epic Store and not Steam, so that probably didn't help.
Well, it seems like an oversight. I mean, that was... I thought they'd had a fair bit of, if you'll pardon the pun, Steam behind it. It seemed to have a big ad campaign, and people...
Woof, woof. Epic are the guys that make Fortnite, and they've got their own store on PC, so
yeah,
they're not short of coin.
But yeah, no, it's... I love Small Town America for TV shows and things, so,
it's not afraid of kind of letting you know how much it likes Twin Peaks.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah, and the rich colour palette and things, again, love my colours, there's lovely the opening ones, the opening bits are all in twilight, sorry, not the original, the initial opening, but once you do become the detective, she's in a lovely little seaside town. I was like, yeah, I've been to places like this, very, very relaxing, yeah. I want a whippy and a slice of pie. And yeah, I was enjoying this one, I have to say.
Oh, were you? Will we go on to the next thing to see how much you were enjoying it?
I think it's only fair.
And I've tapped out of Alan Wake as well. So by the time I've given up, I've been playing for a good while. I got stuck on a boss, a big, fat, naked man who could really... really throw down, so much so that I may have got you to help me get past him, so that was a little bit shaming of me, but yeah, that was fine, and I was willing to maybe continue on. But two things, and the reasons that I'm tapping out today, are the combat is fucking atrocious. These guys that are everywhere, the villains that you're supposed to be shooting, the big zombie undead things, they take about 14 bullets each, and you can only ever carry about 6 bullets, so I don't know. That's really screwy to me. And I've given up on a challenge where it's a thought puzzle, and I know it's on me that I can't do it, and shame on Phil. But to do something with a fucking light, you're flicking away. It's a deluminator from Harry Potter is what it is. You've got Albus Dumbledore's wee deluminator for turning lights on and off around you. And when you do that, the world changes around you. So you have to have certain bits on and certain bits off so that you can get in and out and up and down. But fucked if I can be bothered with that. I've been running around an abandoned street now trying to get into a fucking subway for 3 hours. And if this is what it's going to be like going forward, I just... Oh, and also I seem to be Keanu Reeves now. I was a fun detective woman. Now I appear to be Keanu Reeves, or Alan Wake, as he's sometimes known. But it's a shame, because I think this says more about me than it does the game, because it genuinely does look to be a very interesting, cool game. That's just a bit beyond me. That's not the first game this year that's just been beyond my abilities, which is depressing. Oh well.
Fucked if you can be bothered with that. Surprise, surprise.
I'm not proud of this. I mean, I'm a little proud of this, but...
Yeah, did you happen to read down the notes there? Have they tickled you a little bit?
No, not at all. I just from that sting, really. I'm not overly proud of how I performed in this particular game.
Well, it's always nice to see you. You're always welcome in the Punk House. You know that. You
it's
are
a pleasure.
Family. But Lady Punk thought it was really, really funny the way you got me to do a hard bit in the game for you, as if you were my little brother.
I couldn't kill the big fat naked bastard. Do you remember the big fat fucker in Elden Ring? He was a bit like him. Big, naked.
Well, he didn't try to roll on top of you.
No, he didn't, although he did everything but. Yeah. I was, oh, come on, like, you're the big... I had, like, three bullets, and he had three chins.
Whose fault is that? Stop shooting, fucking... No. And it was very doable. I did it.
He did. I know. That's true. But in my defence, I'm not very good at games.
Oh?
That would be the height of my defence there, really. And then, you know, you had the logic puzzle that really took it out of me with the light source.
This is what got me, because we did the light puzzle when you were still over here, because, yes, folks, that remote save, cloud save function where filthy save continues in my house and vice versa. You had both lights that you needed to go into the subway.
And I forgot how to do that by the time I got back to my house.
There was a part with the car.
Yeah.
And you put the light there.
Start on that. Yeah. The 40 people showed up and killed me.
Yes, they did. So that light you needed to take back out and carry it. So you had two charges, and then you would use both charges to get into the subway. You had it done. You were there.
I think it's like, here's a confession for you. You'll like this, you sickos that love my misery. I never finished, and this is deadly true, I never finished Tomb Raider 1 on PlayStation 1, because there was a logic puzzle that involved pulling levers across different parts of a room so that you could jump over really tall moving blocks. And I never got that figured out and never finished that game. So you can imagine how this, with a Deluminator and a load of invisible zombies after me, you can imagine how that went, essentially.
And again, you have played some of my Game of the Years and just flushed them.
Yeah.
To quote a man, fucked if you can be bothered.
That's a direct quote, I suppose it might be.
Yeah, I think the show has a new motto.
Yeah. It's people's motto for listening to me, probably, at this stage. They hear a shit opinion of a terrible time playing a critically acclaimed game.
I'm glad. Thanks for this, Filthy. I mean, it's the busiest time for me professionally. It's the busiest time for me for my hobby. This is just what I needed, and I get to edit this and listen to it all back.
Yep, get to hear about how terrible a time I've had.
Thanks for that. I'm so glad we're done and dusted.
Yeah, that one. Sorry. If I could, I'll talk about one thing.
Oh,
because that's all the stings. I'm not going to drag you through any more misery playing games that you probably quite liked and I didn't care for.
Yeah,
I did like Hogwarts. I'm going to say that up front. That was my years. Yeah, I liked Hogwarts.
Yeah, we covered that in a previous special. I didn't. It's utter dog shit.
Yeah, see, that. But I think there's the mark of a man, isn't it? You know, it was light and airy fairy, and it held you by the hand when it explained what each button on your controller did and what decisions might mean.
Did you enjoy raising fantastical beasts that led to nothing? Did you enjoy having a room that just crafted potions for nothing?
Yeah.
You didn't need to do anything.
I did, yeah. It just would have all worked whether I was there or not. And that's what I like about a game. No consequences, utterly. So, yeah, that was my game. That was one of my thoughts.
So you want to finish this episode with the note that Hogwarts Legacy was better than Baldur's Gate, Starfield, Hi-Fi Rush, Alan Wake 2.
Yes, but as a final caveat, not as good as Red Dead Redemption 2, which I have restarted because I know how to play it. I just want to ride on a horsey. And shoot
out of curiosity, you bought this for the Xbox. This is a brand new save file for you, isn't it?
Of Red Dead?
Red Dead 2. You played it on a different console previously?
Yes. I had a few quid on a gift card, so I thought, fuck it, treat yourself. And I recently restarted Red Dead 2, my actual game of 2023 by the looks of things.
Does seem to be the case. So... Let's pull up stats on that bad boy.
Haven't started it long, so...
I was expecting more. 12 hours and 16 minutes.
Yeah, but literally this was only like 2 weeks ago, and I've been busy, so...
Sure.
But I think we can all agree it's more time than Iggy of Starfield.
Yeah, we can agree on that. Until our paths cross again?
Yes, that's the one.
Yeah. We live, we learn.
God help me, he's going to kill me. Run.
Holy shit. Chris, I forgot to play Jedi.
Don't call me Chris, you little bollocks.
Listen, seriously, right? Here's a true story. You're going to like this. No, well, honestly.
Am I going to like this one?
Yeah, you will. I was playing this game during the year called Like a Dragon, and I was under strict orders from you not to play anything else.
Uh-huh.
And during that time, Jedi came out, and I was really excited about it, and I never got to play it. Even that time I came to your house, and you were playing it, and I got like a wee go for like 10 minutes, and that was it. So I remember the other day, shit, you never played Jedi? So I've started it, and I'm a few hours in, and I think if I'd have had a chance to play it, it might have been my game of the year. It's really good. It's everything I'd want in a game. So you've got, like, a lightsaber, and you're really good at using it, and you can use the Force just by pressing a trigger button, and you can do wall running and normal running and jumping up things without them falling off them, and you can target the baddies, and it tells you where to go. This is great stuff, Christopher. I think you'll like it.
Well, of course I liked it. I fucking finished it.
It was good, wasn't it?
It was, hopefully. Yeah.
I mean, I predict a few things. There's probably going to be space battles that I won't like because it'll be in a spaceship and I won't be very good at them. But other than that, I'm predicting big things. I think this could be the future for me. This is what might have been in 2023.
I wanted to do Ginger Jedi Rings things at the start of the year, but you couldn't get your fucking act together.
There was a lot going on, and this was the problem. You know, I had Yakuza villains to beat, men with one eye and gold teeth and back tattoos. But I've a really good feeling about this one. You know, they're kind of famous, the Star Wars franchise.
Somewhat.
I just think, yeah. And I think they might have made a bit of effort here to really...
What colour is your lightsaber?
At the minute, just blue. I don't know if I've had a chance yet to change it.
Oh, dear.
It's really early days, but I'm very excited. Yeah.
Do you want me to pull up your stats on that one too?
If you want, it won't be impressive, because genuinely, but this is the impression.
Stats are impressive. That never stops me looking.
I think you'll find the number of games I've shot on in 1 year.
1 hour 34, not an achievement to be had.
I've had an achievement. I think I've found some stuff, no?
Oh, I'll tell your fucking profile.
But yeah, that's enough to get me excited about this game, unless I sack it off. It remains
this hour of game, it's the best space game you've played this year.
Definitely, as far as space games go, are you kidding? I mean, you get to do double jumps in midair, and he lands in the right place.
You got a jetpack in the other one.
He's always wearing the right suit, so you don't have to change it. He never gets too hot or too cold. He's not fussy. And he's got loads of pals as well in his group. And you get to move stuff. But the Force has already said that, but it's just fun. You get to, like, whoosh guys off of things. They think they're going to shoot you, but you just go whoosh.
Do you think Starfield would have been better if it had space magic?
I think it should have had a bit more space magic.
It should have had a bit of space magic. You're right, Filthy.
Robots with weapons.
Oh, yes, robots with weapons. That would also be an improvement. They should add that to Starfield at some stage. They should.
They should. They should. It would have made it much more palatable. And I really liked that game, and I'm excited to go play it again now when I get a moment, hopefully.
Oh, when you finish editing this episode.
Exactly. I'm a very busy man, as you know.
Oh, I'm well aware, yes. I hate you. Anything else you would like to talk about? I did notice a few titles in your fucking player.
Well, there is...
You have a short attention span.
There is an elephant in the room, in that... Long-term listeners may have noticed that at the start of the year, I was very excited for Mortal Kombat.
You were?
And I haven't done an awful lot of mentioning of Mortal Kombat in this episode.
Because it was shit and you stopped playing it.
No, I finished the story. Don't be so cynical, honestly. I finished the story because it's only 4 hours long.
Yeah.
So of course I did. All I will say, two things I just want to say about the Mortal Kombat universe is... never, it just feels, a couple of things. It never before felt like, we all know these games are cash grabs, mm-hmm. but fucking hell, it's a bit like having Amazon Prime where you're paying $7.99 just for the pleasure of buying movies from them. Yeah. It's the same with Mortal Kombat. 60 quid for the pleasure of then buying any character or piece of gear that you would actually want to use. And that's just a bit of a rinse.
This is kind of my ongoing problem with fighting games nonstop.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Street Fighter, Smash Brothers, you buy the game and it's like you've bought access to buy so much more. It's just,
yeah.
No.
That many, I know previous versions of all had DLC as well, but like $8.99 for one extra character, like they're digital made up pixels on a screen. I'm not, yeah. you know, with the same moveset as one of the other characters half the time as well. And then also, I'm not one for online play on these things because I'm so terrible at them. But it seems to be.
You don't get enough free time to spend it getting beat up by virgins.
Exactly. But yeah, it's a bit mental, just the level that people are at. And also, I didn't, you know, very controversial. Well, the most controversial thing they did was this cameo system. Didn't warm to it, didn't really take to it at all.
No.
It was an excuse to shoehorn in a few extra characters that have moves that just don't really do it for me. I throw them in occasionally. I forget they're there most of the time.
Yeah, because I was looking at some of the DLC, Omni-Man, that sort of thing.
He's
been overly pushed by these characters. Homelander was another one.
No, the celebrity cameos, for want of a better word, left me a little cold this time round. Last time we had, like, the Joker was a laugh. And RoboCop and Rambo, and this one, I don't really know much about Homelander and all. The only DLC that I'll probably consider will be Quan Chi, and he's a Mortal Kombat character, so yeah. But yes, that's my two bits at the last
So we're not going to be doing any Mortal Kombat themed episodes?
Probably not. I think
that's a shame. You were so hot for that.
I know. I honestly thought that I could fucking get a podcast out of a beat 'em up game. But there we go.
And Megan Fox, any thoughts on that?
I thought she was the right woman for the job, honestly. Who else was going to do it? A professional voiceover artist that doesn't have any work? No. Get a life.
It was that performance that made me think maybe AI wasn't so bad, actually.
Well, I mean, they gave Ronda Rousey a go the last time. It's only fair.
Fucking hell. Your favourite game series?
Yeah, I know.
So,
disappointed.
Well, we do a few quickfire ones before we wrap this up because, fuck, you've tested my patience. I hate to think of the listeners.
I think it's only fair. I don't envy them the task of listening to this, to be honest.
Call of the Wild, The Angler.
It was a game for fishing with the most hilarious intro I've ever seen, like a full cartoon. Yep, round here, time moves slower. We just come out here to fish in nature's paradise. That was good fun. I did a wee bit of fishing one evening just because I hadn't started Red Dead 2 yet. So I didn't have any fishing to do. So
there's
I thought I'm
fishing
gonna
in that game.
I'm going to catch me. Oh, yeah. That was what that was about. That was fun.
After that, we have Metal Hellsinger.
Yeah, Metal Hellsinger, what the fuck is that? It's like a shit version of Hi-Fi Rush. It's exactly Hi-Fi Rush, except it's metal songs and the mechanics don't work. So that was what that was.
You're meant to shoot on the rhythm.
Yeah, that doesn't work. It doesn't. It's just like, yeah, it was, but here, it was free.
I don't want to make the obvious joke with you being a quite established musician. I mean, I never want to say nice things about you, Filthy, but you're a fantastic musician.
Yeah, can't tap a controller in time, mate. Don't know what to tell you. Souls.
And the last one that I was shocked to see, I didn't have you down as a fan, GoldenEye.
Yeah, I'll think you're fine. I'm not a fan. I didn't finish that either.
Well, you didn't fucking finish anything. You didn't finish Mortal Kombat either.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it was on there. So I thought, I'll see if it's as good as I remember.
Played it before? Was this a bit of nostalgia for you?
No, it wasn't even that. Actually, I wanted to see what all the fuss was about. And it turns out I was about 25 years too late.
Oh, at least. What was it called? 995?
I actually 96? Thought it was. Yeah. So, yeah, I just thought I would see what that was about. And I got a pretty good synopsis for about half an hour and went, all right, good.
That's that then.
Yeah. All's well that ends well.
Well, fuck you. You've drained me of any festive feelings I may have had before this recording.
I guess whatever game you're planning to buy me for Christmas is getting returned.
Yeah. I got you one of those limited edition Starfield boxes with the watch.
Oh, I'd like one of those. So look,
I know you fucking would. Turncoat.
Yeah.
Well, we can finally wrap this up officially this time.
Yes.
I have a lot of potting to do and a lot of editing to do now, thanks to you.
Yeah, I've created a bit of work for you there, mate. You're welcome. You know, clean it up.
So, dear listener, until next time, when we may start a game in earnest.
We'll really do it next time, I promise.
They can't see you shaking your head. We live. We learn. Merry fucking Christmas.
Go bless us, everyone.
Accents.
Yeah, I know. I nearly got through a whole episode without doing.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.